VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at Finland's presidential palace. Prior to his one-on-one meeting with Putin, Mr. Trump highlighted some of the topics to be discussed.
Most importantly, we have a lot of good things to talk about and things to talk about. We have discussions on everything from trade to military to missiles to nuclear to China. We'll be talking a little bit about China. Our mutual friend, President Xi.
President Trump updated reporters briefly before the two leaders began a working lunch.
I think it's a good start. Very good start for everybody.
Monday's meeting is being closely watched by both sides of the Atlantic, coming days after the U.S. Justice Department indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers for their role in hacking democratic entities during the 2016 presidential campaign. Putin revealed little about his agenda and said that it was time to talk seriously with Mr. Trump about relations between their powerful nations and global problems. China announced it filed a World Trade Organization challenge Monday to President Trump's proposal for a tariff hike on $200 billion of Chinese goods. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Hua Chunying said that trade imbalance is not equivalent to unfairness. Fairness is about making international rules through consultation between all relevant parties on equal footing. The Trump administration has criticized the WTO as unable to deal with problems posed by China, suggesting the challenge may have little impact in Washington. But it may help Beijing rally support from governments that criticize Trump for going outside the WTO to impose tariffs on Chinese and other imports. This is VOA News. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini on Monday said that if she were a journalist, she would ask U.S. President Trump, who he considered his friends. Mogherini was responding to comments made by Trump in an interview with CBS News, where he described the European Union as a bloc of nations that includes many of America's closest allies as a foe.
We have very clear in mind who our friends are. The United States, for sure, and I've said many times, changing the administration doesn't change the friendship between countries and peoples, and for sure we consider the United States friends, partners, close friends and partners. We will always do that.
The attack on the EU came on the heels of Trump's jarring appearance at the NATO summit in Brussels, where he harshly criticized traditional allies over delinquent defense spending, only to later confirm his commitment to the military alliance. The death toll from a suicide attack on an election rally in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province Friday spiked to 149. That puts it among the deadliest attacks in the South Asian nation's history. As campaigning steps up for general elections on July 25th, bombings across Pakistan have stoked fears of more violence, where political rallies can draw tens of thousands of people. Nearly 200 migrants were brought to the Italian port of Pozzazzo early Monday, aboard an Italian Coast Guard ship sailing under the Frontex agency mission. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The migrants were among a group of about 450 people who were found on a fishing boat near tiny Linosa Island off Sicily. Their boat was intercepted by a vessel for European border agency Frontex and an Italian border police boat. Many of the rescued passengers are originally from Eritrea. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Refugees say that scraps of paper carried between prisons in Myanmar and the camps by the International Committee of the Red Cross in Bangladesh are a rare source of hope for families torn apart by the largest and fastest refugee influx in the region in the past 20 years. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
More than 1,600 notes have been gathered from the Bangladeshi camps. Only about 160 have been delivered to jails in Rakhine, and their applies sent back to Bangladesh. Until they're able to meet face-to-face, separated families here will be waiting for those letters as their first and sometimes only proof that their loved ones are alive.
That's Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is making progress in getting the government and opposition to work together. Obama on Monday praised President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga for cooperating following last year's disputed presidential election. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.